Let me tell you about our newest partner, Mint Mobile. With Mint Mobile, you can drop your expensive cell phone plan without having to sacrifice coverage, speed, or data. They're able to provide such an amazing offer by cutting up the middleman and selling to you directly online. Plans start for as little as $15 a month. $15 a month, guys, that is so unbelievably cheap. And making the switch is incredibly easy. Keep your current phone and phone number and activate your plan in minutes. Remember to support those who help us. Just go to trymintmobile.com/those guys to get started. That's trymintmobile.com/those guys.
Those guys.
Birds do it.
I'm not saying that it is wrong.
They seem pretty smart.
Yeah, bird brain. That's what you call somebody when you want to. Wise as an old owl.
And
there.
You want to insult somebody, you call them Einstein. It's calling them a human being is the biggest insult to their intelligence. Bird brain, I say we make it a positive.
You hate.
I know that you're wrong, but I can't figure out how to argue against what you just said.
So I think that technically makes me right.
I think you're right here.
Woo!
I'm bowing out respectfully. Tyler, we are back. Have you heard of Clear View AI?
No.
Clear View AI is this, I would like to say new technology, but it is not a new technology. It basically, and I'm reading directly from a source that I did not record. So my B, scraped from 3 billion faces from Facebook, YouTube, Venmo, and millions of other websites without anyone's consent to build a groundbreaking facial recognition app. In other words, you upload a stranger's photo to ClearView's app and it reveals online photos of them with links to where they can be found. Thousands of police departments around the world were secretly using the app, but no one seemed to know about it.
Mm-hmm.
What is your thought on what I'd like to call the destruction of privacy?
Yeah, this is just the direction we're headed. The floodgates have obviously been opened. Patriot Act, baby! There is no stopping it. And think about it. This is the stuff, as you just said, Patriot Act. This is the stuff that we're hearing about from local police departments. Imagine what the NSA or the CIA or the FBI is using. OpenAI, the company that owns ChatGPT, they even created, there's a brand new technology that they just came out with, which can mimic anyone's voice, as long as you have a clip of it, and they refuse to release it because of how fucking dangerous it is.
I listened to one of those journal podcasts on this.
Yeah.
It is. We are on the, it's like when they invented fire, like, hey, everybody in your grass huts, look alive.
Yeah.
Because we are at a dangerous time right now.
Well, the world is going to shift and things are going, the world
has shifted.
But I'm, when I say shift, I mean that it's going to shift so hard when all of this technology, you know, I don't know. I hope we survive this upcoming election. I hope we'll be under the wire.
What does that mean?
Well, just because, think about the election 4 years from this year. The technology is going to be so ubiquitous and it's going to be perfected to such a degree, you're going to hear the presidential candidates online saying crazy ass shit that they clearly didn't say.
Trump doesn't even need that, though. You could just use the real stuff.
But the people who support him can easily create stuff that makes anybody say anything.
I have never kicked a puppy. I think that was JFK.
Yeah, and he definitely kicked a puppy.
Now, what do you say to people who are like, look, man, if you don't have anything to hide, then what is the problem? Why are you worried? If you're not committing any sort of crimes, why do you care if I could use your face?
Because not having anything to hide has nothing to do with privacy. If you want to learn how to dance and you want to do it in the sanctity of your own home, you close the blinds. If you want to change.
This is just what Footloose was talking about.
If you never saw it. If you want to change and, you know, you have to get undressed in the process, obviously. You want some privacy. It has nothing to do with doing anything wrong.
I agree with you. We're all, as human beings, should be afforded privacy. My 16-year-old son, I always told him, I will give you all the privacy in the world until you give me a reason not to. It's a human right, I would say.
Much like shelter, food, water, healthcare, privacy belongs on that list.
I agree.
Yes.
I agree. It's good for our mental.
And so, as you just stated, we are coming to a point, it could be within a month, it could be within a year, it's definitely going to be within the next 5 to 10 years, it is my belief, that privacy, the majority of it at least will be a thing of the past. Yes.
It's a scary time.
Yeah.
It's a scary time.
And there's here's to hoping that new technology that we can't even fathom right now comes and offsets the whatever's happening now.
And think about just this idea, and I know this is a very specific thing, but somebody walking down the street, they got their Nokia phone here, mm-hmm. right? And mm-hmm. they see a woman that they're infatuated with, because us men often can't be trusted, snap a little photo, run it through the gerbil wheel, or I don't know how Al Gore designed it, but all of a sudden now your address comes up and all of these different things, like that could result in the murder of, and I know I'm pushing it out to an extreme case, but we live in an extreme world.
No, but it's going to. It's of course it's going to.
And where is the, justice for somebody putting a weapon like that in somebody's hands?
There is none.
Okay.
The same way that you could say that social media, Facebook, Instagram, all these things, but definitely Facebook, has been detrimental to democracy as a whole. You say, where's the justice? There is none. Social media is still fucking booming, you know?
Yeah, it's having a pretty good year so far. The first quarter looking pretty nice.
Pretty good.
So we're asking everybody who gets that information, don't kill. But when you do.
Great transition.
Don't kill.
But when you do. Wow, I have not heard that in a long time. Don't kill, but when you do, here's the thing. Tyler and I, we celebrate human life. That's why you hear me being so compassionate on here and wanting to even see the worst people in the best light. We have a respect for the human condition. So don't kill people. But we know at some point you're going to have to, so we're going to tell you how to stay out of trouble because we need your clicks, we need your likes, we need your heart. Your actual heart. Yep. All right. So Tyler, I'm gonna give you a freebie here. Here's what everybody knows, okay? When you go to kill somebody, you don't bring your phone, right? You got a little GPS in your pocket. The phone is the antithesis of the modern killer.
Yeah, but what do you take pictures with? I gotta document my favorite crimes.
A Polaroid, Tyler, a Polaroid.
How are you getting those made?
Polaroid is the one where you shake it like a Polaroid. Come on, Tyler.
Sorry, I'm doing a bad job.
Dude,
I have a lot more to learn before I kill.
Why did I buy you that kill kit?
Yeah.
So everybody knows your phone. Now here's another problem with the phone. If you're constantly on your phone, you're texting all that stuff, you shut your phone off for a little while, it looks a bit sussy pants, as the kids are saying. You know what I mean?
Or you just leave it at home while it's on so that when people track it, you can be like, hey, I was at home the entire time.
But what you need to do is you need to get one of those apps that like sends texts out like sporadically. You know what I mean? I don't want to tell you specifically.
Wow,
what
you've really thought this through.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Don't break your habits. What you don't know is that in a lot of cars nowadays is its own independent GPS system. So you may leave your phone at home, but your Jeep Grand Cherokee, if brought to a forensic,
lab.
Computer guy, they're a cryptologist, forensic cryptologist. I got that. We'll fix that.
Some dude.
Everything's good. His name's Eugene. It will give you the old snitcherino, and we can't have that. We need you. We need you in the army. You know what I mean?
So
you're a lieutenant at this point. We can't fill that. It's so hard to fill jobs right now.
Yeah, good health is so hard to find.
I know.
So huff it to where you're going.
Huff it?
Or hoof it, whatever you say.
Huff it is where you breathe in metallic paint.
Do that too.
It'll get you jacked up for the killing.
And make sure you pack light.
Like, what do you mean?
Well, because you're going to have to walk there, so you better pack light.
Bus pass.
Yeah.
Get a little bus pass.
Yeah.
I guess that's a lot of witnesses. Yeah. But anyway, that is...
It's so hard to kill these days.
It's so hard. That's why, not unlike my favorite candy, you got to go spree.
Yeah.
Just get it all out, bro. Just get it all out.
Yeah.
Don't kill, but when you do. Fantastic.
It's a terrible retirement plan.
Have you ever had a spree?
We've talked about this. They're terrible.
You're trash. You're trash. That deeply, deeply offended me. All right, Tyler. The ability to kill, it's aging. You can't do anything nowadays. You can't
more
say
more and more
anything.
Difficult every day.
You can't kill anything. It's just crazy. But I am also aging, okay? And that represents itself in a multitude of ways. And one of them really stood out to me. When I was growing up, I was always very afraid of the dark. Were you ever afraid of the dark?
Oh, I still am to a certain degree.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. And especially...
Could be a monster under my bed.
Noises, right? There's nothing worse than you shut all the lights off, you get into bed. Do you leave the TV on? Do you have any ambient light or are you pitch black?
No, pitch black.
I'm a pitch blacker myself.
Yeah.
And anytime there would be a noise, I had to investigate that shit. I had to get out there. I'm not going to be able to fall asleep until I either see what's going on here or I'm murdered while investigating.
Then you're definitely getting some sleep.
Sure.
Much like the battle dirt between nap. Do I have to go to the bathroom or do I want to stay here in bed? That's pretty much the same thing for me. Do I want to investigate this noise or am I too tired to get up? I almost always choose, I'll just get murdered in my sleep.
Yeah, if you're going to get murdered, you might as well be in as much comfort as possible. Yep. And with the first one, you could just pee the bed. But I digress.
It gets cold.
It gets cold.
It's so cold.
Have you ever sweat so much and you roll over into your own sweat and it's ice cold? Oh my goodness. Have you ever had to get up and go to a different part of the bed?
Sweat.
Sure.
Yes. Apparently, so we've been having these special effects, and Ryan and I learned this yesterday, as a matter of fact. I've had these special effects where if you do like a thumbs up in the video or whatever it is, it'll do an icon.
Never does it for me.
No, I know. We're not very good at this. Anyway, back to what we were discussing.
Have you ever had to get up and move over to a different part of the bed because you had sweat so much that it was now ice cold and your comforter in that part of the bed was just, I've been in the bed with somebody else and gone on the other side and then slowly start pushing them over there, which I don't want to admit
that's
on the show.
That's terrible.
Listen, I was an entirely different person 2 weeks ago. So I am now at the point, or at least as of two nights ago, where I heard noises outside of my door and I'm like, fuck it. It's all good. I'm sure it's nothing.
Sure. Yeah. And you obviously haven't been murdered. So it's okay.
To the best of my knowledge, I have not been murdered.
Yeah.
And I have such an active imagination that any other point in my life, I would have done something. I don't think I've ever not investigated a noise until two nights ago. And I'm like, I've had a good run.
Yeah. It's a lot easier.
It's all good.
It's a lot easier that way.
What am I going to do? I'm just a dude, you know,
just a dude sleeping.
All right, let's go ahead. Let's take a break. We're going to come back. You're going to give me a good story, a bad story, an interesting story, and we're going to saunter off into the night, not unlike those murderers. I know everyone says this, but I am genuinely excited to tell you about our newest sponsor, Keen. What is Keen, you ask? I cannot wait to tell you. Keen is the leading provider of online psychic readings. With more than 35 million successful sessions under their belt, Keen is one of the most trusted providers in the space. I'm talking about tarot readings. I'm talking about love life readings. I'm talking about astrology readings. And yes, I'm talking about chakra cleansings and many more areas of expertise. Go to trykeen.com/those guys and get your first 5 minutes of any reading for only $1. What? The world is made up of things we don't understand, of things we can't see or touch, so expand your horizons while supporting those guys you hate.
Those guys.
We're starting to put something together. We're getting really great feedback. The show's going to have a little bit of a different feel. We're going to start mixing it up a little bit.
You hate.
Like the Sharks and the Jets, we're gonna tie our hands together and we're each gonna have a switchblade, Tyler, and we're gonna poke at each other, and you're a Puerto Rican, and I don't, you know, it really just speaks to our times, doesn't it?
You're really going back.
Those guys.
And we are back, Tyler.
Yes.
Welcome. I don't feel like I got the excitement from you on my getting older story. It didn't seem to register.
On your getting older story?
Yeah, and not investigating. I just was very scared.
Yeah.
I would like to chronicle my fear. There was a time in my life that I was so... Everybody's afraid of the dark to some degree. I think I was hyper afraid of the dark.
Yeah.
We used to hide a sleeping bag under my older brother's bed, and I would go to it and sleep in it. And then my mom would come wake me up first, and then we'd push the sleeping bag back under the bed so that I would not bother her.
Mm.
That's like different level there, isn't it?
Yeah.
I was 36 years old.
Yeah. Stop stealing other people's jokes.
Sorry about that. That's all I have. All right, Tyler, Tyler does a little fact-finding mission every other week. He brings in three stories. We discuss, and it goes a little like this.
G.B.I. Ryan.
His music has been with us for some time.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, since the very beginning, basically.
That's right.
Yes. G.B.I., as Ryan stated, is a good story. It's a bad story. It's an interesting story. I hope so. And I'm going to tell you all about it right now.
Yoo-hoo-hoo!
Ryan, there are some truly brave people in the world. Positive change, whether personally or societally, does not come about without personal sacrifice on those who are making said changes. Would you agree?
I think so. Yeah. Well said.
Yeah. Thank you. Another Boeing whistleblower has come forth, Ryan.
Somebody better lock that man in a Magneto cell and just have armed guards sit around
him.
You
mean a plastic prison?
Yeah. With fava beans and a nice Chianti, because that man...
That's a different movie.
...is in danger.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, he... the first whistleblower, John Barnett, was found dead... murdered. In the middle...
God bless you.
Thank you. I said murdered. I coughed a little bit there in the middle of it.
I think you're doing that gag in a whole new way, and I dig it.
He was found in the middle of a multi-day testimony.
He went on an Epstein vacation.
Yes, exactly. Now, Sam Selipore has come forward to put forth all new allegations. A 40-year aerospace engineer and veteran Boeing employee, Mr. Selipore has stated he observed multiple problems during his work on both the Boeing 777 and 787 Dreamliner.
Okay, and what this is Boeing... who is at the top of the airplane game, which is a multi-billion dollar business. They got their tentacles and everything, of government.
Top of the stock market,
which is the government.
Yeah.
And they, when Trump was in power, stopped their safety regulations. Do I have that correct? Or at least toned them down?
Well, he removed the need for them.
Okay.
Like, it was law. Like, you need these specific regulations.
And that'll never come back to bite us, right?
No, not what we're seeing right now. Not at all.
Sure. And now their planes are falling apart in midair.
Yeah. So he says that employees were told to overlook certain concerns in what he described as a, quote, schedule over safety culture. When speaking...
Schedule over safety.
Schedule
so time
over safety.
Is more important than people's lives.
Exactly.
Okay.
Now, when speaking about the 777, he says that a redesign of the jet's assembly process to speed up production used, quote, unmeasured and unlimited force to get the fuselage to fit together.
Unmeasured and...
And unlimited. So basically, instead of making sure that these parts fit together perfectly,
you put a little spit on it.
It's forced them until they fit.
That's, Tyler, that's how engineering works.
I'm not an engineer, so I went down.
And you've never shown it more.
He also goes on to say, and this is the last of the story, quote, I literally saw people jumping on the pieces of the airplane to get them to align. That seems scientific.
I don't know. I'm not sure where in the scientific method the bottom of your hush puppies comes in, but it makes you feel unsafe. And it's not just, it's all these cutting corners. It's what we've talked about a million times on the show as recently as last week, where everything that matters is built on the dollar and not on the humanity.
And morality.
And it's going to keep on coming head to head, where we're, you know, the automotive industry, the airplane industry, these people that our lives are literally in their hands are needing less and less to put us on said vehicle.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
It's dangerous.
And obviously, I put this in the good. What is happening with Boeing is evil because they're literally, as you said, choosing dollars over lives. But I put it good because of Sam Selipore. People like this are the reason why, even in the face of these multi-billion dollar industries, even in the face of government, even in the face of this extreme power and wealth, change for the better is able to happen because of people like this.
Democracy dies in the dark, Tyler.
Yes, Ryan.
I heard that earlier today, and it felt like the right time to do it. Wait, before you hit that, it is... Somebody needs to keep an eye on this this pre-suicide guy. Let's all...
Oh, yeah.
Because they have proven They don't give a shit if we know what's up. They're like, hey, we're going to kill Epstein. You guys know we're going to kill Epstein? Yeah. You guys are going to kill Epstein. We killed Epstein.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. Hey, you guys killed Epstein. We didn't kill Epstein.
What?
He's dead?
What?
Oh, thank God.
We went to Pizza Hut last night.
And to our bad. Anxiety attack, Ryan.
Tighten my sphincter.
Okay, good. Yeah, I'm glad you got that out. We have a fair amount of issues here in the US of A. It's difficult for me to tolerate anyone who goes off about us being the greatest country in the world while simultaneously ignoring the things that we need to work on and change. We're not perfect because nothing is.
Yeah, nobody's arguing that we're perfect, right?
Well, they argue we're the greatest country in the world, which is your right to believe
and
that.
We are a great country.
We are a great country.
But with problems.
What measurements are we going by that we're the greatest? There's a lot of great countries on this earth, and America is amazing.
I'm just afraid not to be patriotic in any situation, so.
But acknowledging that we have our issues doesn't mean.
Stars in the stripes,
you're
baby.
Not being unpatriotic.
Bald eagles.
Gotcha. You're going to fight me on this, I can tell. All right. It's like O.J. Simpson all over again.
Just give him a chance.
Give the USA a chance. However, I also think perspective is so very important. For this story, we are going to Kazakhstan, Ryan.
Okay.
Now let's discuss former economy minister.
Let me get my nailed it ready.
Kwandik Bishibayev.
Nailed it.
Thank you. He is on trial this week for beating his wife to death. 31-year-old Seltanat Nukanova.
You know you got it. I don't even need to tell
that
you.
That one I know.
That was a good one.
Now, video was played in the courtroom of him repeatedly kicking and punching her and then dragging her around on the ground by her hair.
Who's taking this video?
I think it was security camera, if I'm not mistaken. Now, according to the coroner's report, Nukanova, she died from brain trauma. One of her nasal bones was broken, and there were multiple bruises on her face, her head, her arms, and her hands. Now, he is being charged with torture and murder with extreme violence and faces up to 20 years in prison.
Now, can I ask really quickly,
yeah.
This is a Middle Eastern country?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, and I know that there are countries, or excuse me, I think that there are countries over there that they're situation with women and the way that women are treated can be somewhat barbaric. Is that the situation in Kazakhstan?
That is correct.
Okay.
Yes. Here's the follow-up issue, though. He is part of the country's elite. He is a wealthy human being. And much like America, the rules seem to apply differently to them. The same man was arrested in 2017 on bribery charges and was sentenced to 10 years in prison.
Okay.
However, he walked free after doing a little over two due to amnesty and parole. And to make matters so much worse, to top it off is what you just alluded to, in 2017, Kazakhstan decriminalized domestic violence, making it punishable mainly by fines. And if you are a wealthy person and your penalty is money, then it is literally a fee to live however you want.
What would be the grounds of doing that? What are the pros of being able to break your wife's nasal bone?
Because men are in power and they don't give a shit about women's lives.
It's crazy.
It's simple as that.
Kazakhstan, you got to do better. We got to work on this a little bit, Kazakhstan.
I mean, imagine that. It's saying, hey, it's not against the law anymore to beat the shit out of somebody. Like, what are we doing as a species?
I think that there are a lot of circumstances right here in the good old US of A, which, you know, my favorite country, of course, where we're taking away women's ability to govern their own bodies. And I know this is a hot button issue or whatever, but the idea of taking somebody else's independence away in the year of our Lord 2024 seems to me like we're going backwards. And in America seems to be, my favorite country, by the way, way ahead of some of these other countries. It seems a bit scary in the direction. The idea that in 2017, we're saying that it's okay to beat your wife.
Yeah.
Is a terrifying proposition.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And the reason why so many of these people, as you just said, want to take these things backwards, they're trying to take America backwards, it's all about control. you lessen democracy, you lessen people's ability to choose for themselves, and that way the people at the very top have total and complete control over everybody else. That's just how it works.
Take America back again. I love that. We could turn that into a hat or something.
Take America back from taking America back.
Take America backwards again.
All right, let's go to our interesting and get away from that.
I would like for this to be somewhat uplifting.
Sure. I will. Let me see.
Make something up. I don't care.
Okay. Yeah. This one's, it's got action. It's got murder. It's got self-defense.
You know, I love murder.
It's got everything.
Speaking of which, very quickly, somebody said, and it made me think, that the O.J. Simpson trial was the beginning of, not for us OGs, but the O.J. Simpson trial was the beginning of true crime lust in this country. What do you think about that? Like, everybody tuning into that trial and being like, oh, this is interesting.
I could see that, although I think Ted Bundy was prior to him, and that kind of exploded true crime as well.
I've never heard. Well, obviously the killings, but I'm just talking about following the legal system.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know. That's a good point.
Interesting.
For our interesting, we are going to Idaho. Now on Wednesday, 85-year-old Christine Jenahan was woken up at 2 a.m. with a man standing over her, pointing a flashlight and a gun in her face.
Not cool.
He punched her in the face as she lay there, then dragged her out of bed, handcuffed her to a chair, and took her into the living room.
What is this, Kazakhstan?
No, because this is illegal. Repeatedly threatening to kill her, he kept asking Christine where her valuables were. After leaving the room for the second or third time to search her home, Christine dragged the chair she was handcuffed to into her bedroom and got her 357 Magnum.
That's a big one, right?
It's a big one.
That's a big boy?
It's like what Clint Eastwood used to use in the Western movies.
As Dirty Harry shit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which was under her pillow.
Yeah.
This woman don't play.
It's for the gun fairy.
Every time I leave it under my pillow, she brings me a bigger gun.
I feel like the pillow would be under the gun.
Now she went back to the living room. She scooted her chair
back to the living room
and hid the gun between the armrest and the cushion of the couch next to where she was sitting.
Don't rob, but when you do, don't leave them alone for that long. Yeah. That seems like an inordinate amount of time there.
Yeah,
you're hiding shit, and that's a lot of time.
So he just kept threatening again and again. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you. Tell me where your valuables are.
And now she's just smirking back at him.
Well, after so many times, she was waiting to see what he was going to do. After so many times, she had had enough. She finally made what she calls a now or never decision and drew her gun, fired at the man, striking him twice in the chest. He returns fire, empties his 9mm pistol, hitting her multiple times in the abdomen, the leg, the arm, and the chest.
Now, a 9mm pistol, obviously not as big, but that's...
It'll still kill you very easily.
Pretty serious.
That's what police use, so okay. It's more than deadly enough to protect
serious.
Themselves.
Sure.
The man went to the kitchen where he died from his wounds. She hit the ground and lay there for 10 hours before her disabled son came upstairs the next day, and they were able to call 911. She is going to make a full recovery.
That was it. Tyler, well told. That's harrowing. That's terrible.
That's a badass grandma right there, man.
Oh, man. Good on you.
Yeah. I don't love the idea of killing or anything like that, but when you're under the threat of life or death, you got to fucking protect yourself.
You have to. I've thought about that many times in my life, and I think, of course, I would do it. I'd like to hope that I would do it, and it would fuck, even if somebody was in my house threatening my children, it would, not unlike sucking a dick, it would psychologically affect me.
Yeah, but that one you chose, the murder thing.
That would be in a positive way, right? Yeah, but, you know, the extremes on two sides of the plane.
Yeah, it's like a seesaw. And that...
I did kill that guy, but I did get to suck that dick. That's true. I'm, you know, somewhere in the middle.
Not the same guy.
Well.
That was GBI. Goodness gracious.
Yeah, sorry about that. Great job, Tyler.
Thank you.
You done good, my boy.
Thank you.
You made your papa proud. Now, please tell people how they can get out and holler at your boy.
Go to... Those Guys You Hate on TikTok, or you can find us on Instagram or YouTube at those guys_YouHate. hate.
No, I don't think that's it.
I'm pretty sure that's it. Yeah. Or go to thoseguysyouhate.com. We got the links right there. You can just click on those.
Stop being so fucking lazy. Yeah. We're doing all the work here. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Tyler, great job.
Thank you.
I enjoyed this very much today.
Thank you.
You crushed it. I thought it was very fluid. We'll find out later if I was right.
Preach.
Tell me what the moral of the story is.
The moral of the story is don't... And I know it's very easy to say for me sitting behind a microphone, don't be scared to not only stand up for yourself, but stand up for others, stand up for society, take risks in the face of the immoral, because that's the only way that we're going to fight back against these seemingly lots and lots of assholes that are just sucking the world dry.
Looking at you, Matt Lauer.
Of all that is good and just in the world. So
we're rooting for your recovery though.
So. Not so much.
You wouldn't want him to become... I know I'm belaboring this point.
You're belaboring the
quietly
point.
By yep. himself, never on TV again. Nobody ever finds out about it. You would not want to see him do better for himself?
I would want him to change his ways, of course.
Why is that so hard for you to say?
Why do you keep trying to force me into this corner?
I'm not trying to force you into anything. I'm just asking a question because I feel like I'm going crazy.
Ryan, what's the stupid-ass moral of the story?
Matt Lauer's not that bad!
Wow.
No, I'm just kidding.
Wow.
Real rat bastard. Wow. But no matter how bad you are, no matter how terrible of things that you've done, I do want to see you do better, but that's not
I want you to change the bad things that you do.
And that's how you become better.
Okay.
Awesome. And then see the error of your ways. American History X.
What? Edward Norton?
Edward Norton?
Yeah.
Edward Norton.
Yeah, okay. It was a movie.
Before he invented that antivirus, he put that guy's head on the curb.
Ryan, what's the moral of the story?
Made him into a Pez dispenser. Full circle, Tyler.
That's too far.
Yeah. I'm going to kind of go off of something that you were just doing there. A great time to find these things that matter, these moral things, are as you grow in your power, as we all age, hopefully what's happening, you are accruing responsibility and you are accruing power, and your abilities hopefully are different at the age 50 than they were at the age of 10. Bring other people with you, people who are under you, people who are vulnerable in your purview. Be kind to those people. Be nice to the busboy at the restaurant. Be good to the valet who is picking up your car. Do, for like you said, for other people, let's all raise each other up. Let's not burn each other down. That's our only chance that we have here.
Agreed.
Matt Lauer, number one. We are those guys you hate.
Be kinder, we'll kill
you. I'm just kidding. He's not. He's not. Yeah. He's not. Mm.
Red circle. And I was just going to say, yes, going back to what we were talking about, anybody who has a button behind their desk to lock the door when a female walks in is a rat.
Somebody
bastard.
Who knows what they're doing.
Rat bastard.
Sure. Rat bastard. Yeah. The worst type of bastard that there is to be. What are the other types of bastard?
I think rat bastard is the only kind other than just the regular everyday bastard.
You have a fucking, you fucking bastard.
Yeah, that's still a bastard.
Sure.
You're not calling it by another noun.
Well, but I'm just saying, so you're a rat bastard or you are a fucking bastard. I don't know. Rat bastard, it's like more sophisticated, which makes it almost hurt worse.
I think of somebody with a rat face.
Like, give me an example of somebody with a rat face.
Peter Pettigrew from Harry Potter.
Peter Pettigrew.
Yeah, he could literally transform into a mouse.
Oh.
Into a rat.
Oh, so it's not, he doesn't actually have a mouse face, he turns into a mouse.
Yeah, but they gave him like a mousy face. Peter Pettigrew,
all right.
Great actor. And
filibuster.
We started this the segment talking about Matt Lauer, which I guess Ryan is going to have a little clip of later on in the show.
It is anti-Matt Lauer. Matt Lauer, I'm rooting for him. I would like to see him...
Got to phrase this differently.
Do better.
Yeah.
I would like to see him raise himself up.
Yeah.
But from what I've seen, not a good dude.
No.
What do you know about that button behind? Tell me that, because I know vague ideas of that, but what really happened there?
Well, he would invite new, you know, attractive employees into his office. Stop with the smirk and the nodding.
No, I am looking at Peter Pettigrew.
Gotcha.
And he does have his nose is upturned. Now, I do see also a picture where he has like rat ears and mouth.
Yeah,
even without that, he does have a rat face.
And he happened to be a rat bastard in that movie too. Spoiler alert, kind of a dick.
Okay, but does he know who his father is?
I don't think they get into detail in that way.
Rat bastard, there then. You okay, go. That's fine.
There you go.
Peter Pettigrew, you are a rat bastard.
Mm-hmm. You fictional fuck.
Yeah, I'm sure the actor is a nice man.
So, all right, so
tell me about your button.
He would invite, not my button, he would invite these you know, young, attractive, I guess, interns, employees into his office. And then, you know, it's a big room. And his desk is at the far wall.
Sure.
So they would walk in through the door. They would start walking towards him. And then apparently he had a button underneath his desk that he would push, and it would lock the door behind them. And then so they couldn't escape, and he would pressure them into sexual favors, as it were.
Well, and that is the first mistake right there. That's the first mistake right there. Don't be attractive. Don't be attractive.
You're blaming the women.
I'm not blaming anybody. Uh-huh. I'm just saying, if you're not attractive, then you don't have to worry about this.
So attractive women, attractive people should go in and get plastic surgery to make themselves conventionally ugly.
I bet he never had to Roseanne bar the door, if you know what I'm saying. I'm totally kidding around.
Damn, dude.
I was wrong on different.
Jeez. She might be a racist, but we don't body shame around here, even though we do all the time.
We don't. Wow. You just blew my mind. So if there's somebody that we flatly don't, so we're not going to make fun of Hitler's physical appearance.
No, because first of all, the mustache is hilarious in a good way.
It's
hilarious.
Real juxtaposition there between the mustache and the man who wears it. I think you're right.
Talk about a rat face right there, man.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's almost like that mix between like Stalin was Russian, like that kind of thing, a juxtaposition.
Sure.
Sure. Yeah. I'm not sure what we're talking about.
Because when somebody's a piece of shit, there's a thousand things to discuss and hammer them on. Their looks doesn't need to be one of those things.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Because there are people who are not conventionally attractive who are really,
Adam Driver.
Who are really good people. I think he's handsome. Right. I got to be honest with you.
But in an unconventional way. That's a compliment.
So not conventionally ugly. He's unconventionally handsome.
That's correct.
What kind of bullshit loophole was that?
Am I wrong? First of all, I'm raising you up, Adam Driver. You're considered to be a sex symbol, not what you would normally consider to be a sex symbol.
Sure.
Am I wrong about that?
No, I can't disagree. And a former Marine, so I assume a badass.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think that they're letting
pansies.
Yeah. All right, man. See you later. So, yes, and it's so interesting, especially right at this time of Puff Daddy.
Why would he do?
He's good. He's good.
Oh,
coming
good.
Out with a new album.
Yeah.
Nothing of note. His kids are fine.
He diddle.
Diddling. It's just this idea of it comes from a separate time when men in power were unleashed on the world. And is that still going on? Are we still Me Tooing, or is it taking a,
people in power need to tiptoe a little bit more than they were used to, but it's definitely not done. People are still being victimized constantly.
And this suggests a larger, you know, situation in terms of, I don't want to say Illuminati, but this idea of, I've heard just shades of what Puff Daddy was doing. Am I still calling him Puff Daddy? Am I that?
Diddy, Puffy,
Honeycombs?
That one I like a little bit more. But it really takes some of the sting of what he did out if we call him Honeycombs.
I see what you did
it's
there.
It's adorable.
And I like it.
Yeah.
I just feel ridiculous calling this molester P. Diddy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But I think if you put rapist on the front of it, you can call him whatever you want.
Puff Daddy.
Yeah.
You're seeing that this is, I just saw, my son showed me a little clip of Cat Williams, and he's talking about, this is back in whatever that stand-up was back in the day when he had the long hair and he had the green suit jacket on. Mm-hmm, Steve Porter remixed it into a song back in the day.
Excellent stand-up. That was like when he was at his pinnacle.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible. Yeah. And before everybody had said, this guy's gone completely crazy. And maybe he was just blacklisted because he wouldn't go along with what was going on.
Or maybe he just wasn't crazy at the time. Fame will rot your brain.
Maybe it's a combination of both. But he says,
oh man, I've wanted to be famous forever, and now I'm getting invited to these parties. I haven't been this is a young, fresh face, Cat Williams. Sure. Cat Williams, whistleblower, looks like he's seen some shit. Mm-hmm. He's been through the ringer. And so he says, you know, I'm so excited that I'm invited to these parties, and you're in this mansion, and you're having this party, but what you don't know is there's parties inside the party. And you're going to these mansions, and they got their separate parties in separate rooms, and I'm looking in all the rooms, and you won't believe what you see in some of those rooms.
I bet.
Give me those details. Yeah. Shannon Sharp, get your ass over here. I need to hear this. I want to know.
Or Kevin Hart, when he went on to Kelly Clarkson's show, and she asked him about it, and he started like,
That still sends shivers down my spine.
Me too.
And today, that was Orion's Vault of Sound, where Kevin Hart, when Kelly Clarkson...
I guess she's the new Ellen DeGeneres.
40-year-old virgin fame.
What?
When they rip the hair off his head. Kelly Clarkson!
Oh, that's how
I know her.
Yeah.
And she asked him about, she said, hey, I've had men in my life that have offered me for millions of dollars to do, and she didn't describe what it was. And he, funny man, put his finger over his lips and said, shh, shh, shh.
With panic in his eyes, like legitimate fear in his
eyes. I didn't like talking about this.
It didn't look like a bit. He was
trying to make it a bit.
Was he trying?
Well, he was trying to make it like funny, like ha ha ha, but I'm not.
And she was totally confused. She was like laughing, but you could tell it was like uncomfortable laughing where she didn't know what the hell was going on.
It was very uncomfortable, the whole situation.
Hollywood. We got you on our crosshairs.
Now, this isn't exactly that or your pubic hairs. Now, this well, you'll see.
No. More on that later?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Are you being serious?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. So okay. Anyway, this one does not like suggest it at a higher power of like, oh shit. But this one, it just has that tinge of like, man, this is terrible. What a terrible time. Human beings being human beings unchecked is something that's very ugly and dark sometimes.
Yeah, and it's been that way over the course of human history. Like we've never been more organized than we are in present You know, I mean, as a species, you know,
as a society.
Because back in the day, we still have, you know, quote unquote emperors. You look at like North Korea, where this guy rules
a country
with an iron fist and can do whatever the fuck he wants. Mm-hmm. But now we have more democracy than ever. We have more, you know, organized governments than ever before.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, it is. It's a scary time. It's weird because I feel like I'm not unlike, you know, Black Lives Matter and George Floyd and all that. You saw this crescendo at a time, and I don't hear a lot about the Me Too anymore. But like you said, maybe people are being scared into line.
Yeah.
So hopefully that's the case.
Yeah.
So that was a time that has passed. Another time that's passed. You know how technology is constantly changing things, and you're like, does this still exist? I'm wondering that about. When I was growing up, huge, and I don't see it anymore, not unlike hashtag me too, pocket lint. Is that still a thing? Are we getting pocket lint?
Yes.
are we?
Yes.
I have not seen a good chunk of pocket lint, and I couldn't tell you how long.
That would be the easiest.
I know I'm smiling with my eyes, but I'm dead serious. When I was a little kid, all the time. Now, never.
That would be the easiest boots on the ground journalism in the history of journalism. Go check your pockets, man.
Matt Lauer, get on this. I've already checked my pockets. I'm self-reporting. No, nary a lint.
Okay.
When was the last time you know pocket lint, of course?
I do.
Where does pocket lint come from?
I don't know.
We can review. You know, I think technology, maybe ChatGPT has, I don't know, like quietly. You know,
he's overtaken Levi's? The fuck is ChatGPT doing?
Chat LNT. Whimsical. But yeah, I'm serious, but also it's a stupid thing.
Sure.
I have.
Funny to think about, though.
It is funny to think about. Pocket lint itself, for some reason, lends itself to be humorous for me. I don't know why. Not unlike a banana peel. It just hints at humor. I don't get it.
That's fair.
I have a quick little story that I want to tell.
Okay.
Before we go on,
I also have a scary fact as well that I would like to share.
Okay, so scary fact me.
You want a scary fact first?
Let's go.
All right, well, China, I'm sure you've heard of it.
Sure.
They experience crazy weather over the last few years. The extremes are getting even more extreme.
Oh, crazy. But that's true of almost everywhere, isn't it?
Agree, but it's really bad over there.
Yeah, they're being punished for their misdeeds.
Sure. Or the fact that they abuse the environment probably more than we do.
Is that true?
They're bad about it.
There's like, going to be a short list above us.
There's a couple cities where it's dangerous to go outside because of the smog.
Yeah,
I don't know if we have any cities here in America like
they're
that.
They're synonymous with smog.
Yeah. Over this week, in one city that I don't want to try to pronounce because I'll blow it, they received such high winds that three separate people, a grandmother, her grandson, and then a fellow woman who was just totally separate from them.
Everybody needs a fellow woman.
Correct. Were ripped out of their apartment. Because the winds were so strong, these three people in the middle of the night were sleeping, and mattresses and all were, with their glass doors, with everything, were torn from their apartment and thrown over their balcony to their death.
If you are not following us on social media, I am going to suggest that you go to Those Guys You Hate on YouTube, Those Guys _ You Hate on Instagram and TikTok to see...
No, Those Guys You Hate on TikTok. Those Guys _ You Hate
Man.
On Instagram, you know, and YouTube.
I'm going to let myself off the hook here. I've done great a bunch of times in a row. I'm not going to beat myself up here, you stupid idiot. But please go on there. Please click the like button or however that shit works. Give me a heart or whatever the deal is to see Tyler's jubilant face.
I was thinking, was I smiling?
Hey, right, you hear? Tyler could not have been happier.
Because it's a crazy story, and I didn't know these people personally.
Okay.
I wasn't wishing for their death.
But it would, your face would suggest something otherwise, but nonetheless.
That's a crazy story.
It's a terrible story, and I have been in some of these high-rises down here on the beach when it's been breezy outside, and I'm like, how do people not get taken all the time? Mm-hmm. So that's horrific.
Yeah.
And did they find them dead, or are they just gone?
No, they found them dead. They've splattered on the ground.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good for you. I'm happy to hear that you're going to have a nice little weekend here.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Over 2,000 trees toppled. There's multiple people missing.
Now I'm really upset.
Over 300,000 people have been affected by this.
That's terrible.
They are getting decimated by this.
This is going to happen everywhere, yeah?
Everywhere.
So now you're saying because of their pollution, it is affecting their weather. Is it that localized? Is it that like we... pollute here, so now our weather is getting worse here, or is it something that just affects the world?
Well, it's a climate. It's not weather where you look outside and you see rain and you're like, oh, that's the climate. Climate is over a very large area.
Okay.
So the country of China abuses the environment horribly. Not that we're great in any sense.
Yeah, not that anybody is.
They abuse it. So the weather around them is getting crazier and crazier.
A calling, Tyler. Yeah. This Earth needs and is going to get a culling.
Yep.
That's what happens. The Earth is not going to be gone. It's going to be the people that are ruining it.
Correct.
Speaking of which.
Preach, brother.
I am about to tell a quick little story where you and I get to unload on the chest of organized religion. Am I right? Peel it off like a wafer.
I really enjoyed the first part of that sentence.
And the second part.
The way that it ended, I'm not too sure. But
we're going to find out
you
together.
Go ahead.
I was at the gym, as I am wont to do, J-U-A-N, and I work out. I have to be very cognizant of the way that I work out. I work out very slowly. I can monopolize a machine for a long time because I like to do different. For me, when you're working out, especially down here in Miami, when gyms are busy, you tell me if you agree with this, one of the most important resources is space.
Yeah.
It's not just getting that machine. It's having like a little bit of room to work out in an area.
I agree with that.
Yes.
Sure.
So when I get an area, I like to utilize it as much as possible. Do as many things in that one little area so that I have room before I move on to maybe not have room. So nonetheless.
That makes sense.
I'm very aware of that. And I want to be a good partner. So anytime that somebody asks me, hey, are you using this? I say, I am using it. But you're more than welcome to join me.
Work in with me.
That's
yeah,
it. Sure. 100%. It's the right thing to do. It's like somebody asking you to move down a spot at the bar. Mm-hmm. You always do it. Now.
Well, not always. There's some assholes out there.
There was an old lady. We've talked about her. Yeah. Now, I am up. I'm facing I have the decline bench behind me. I am facing the mirror. I am doing my thing. I turn around because I see somebody moving my stuff and setting the bar up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No problem. I walk up. The guy pretends like he doesn't see me. So I just stand there. No big deal. I'm in my full zone. So I am zenned out. Yeah. I am not feeling aggressive. It's all good. And this guy's big. This is a big ass dude.
Doesn't give you ownership of the gym, nor does it give you the right to be a dick.
I would say almost quite the opposite. The more of that kind of power that you have, in my belief, the nicer you should be.
Sure.
So, I say, hey, I'm still using this, but you're welcome to work. You know, before I can even finish my sentence, this guy, it's very noticeable that this man is having an argument with me. In his mind, he explodes. Oh, well, you're over there doing, God, you know, whatever this shit, you know, blah, blah. And this guy is at a 8, and I am at a 2, you know? And so he's just sitting there, and he does this whole song and dance. And my ego, pow, my ego is immediately, my 2 goes to noon or whatever that saying is.
I believe it's 6 to midnight, but I could be wrong.
Whatever the code for erection is, I got that. And so my thought process is, what do we do here? Do we fight? What are we doing? Yeah. Here, you know? And I mean, this guy could not be more of an ass. All you got to do is say like, hey, are you using this? And I'd be like, dude, help yourself. You know what I mean? And
at the gym I go to, I could be like 5 feet away from something and someone will walk up and be like, hey, are you using this? I'm not even close to the damn thing.
Yeah.
It's just the polite thing to do.
It's a nice thing to do. Gym etiquette, very important. Broga coming soon. And there, I mean, this guy's just acting like a total ass. And it's all good. And the decision that I made was to like, yeah, it's all good. I had a moment of like, and it still fucked with my ego as I left. I gave him the machine. I walked off. But around this man's neck was a nice, healthy-sized cross.
Ah, yes.
And so I looked at him and I just kind of, and I got to be careful with this because you can't take away somebody's spirituality. You can't take away somebody's religion because they're imperfect. Mm. It's not the way to do it. But I'm like, like your cross, man. It's a nice. That's a nice cross. Mm. And he, you know, whatever. And here's my point. Not to show how I want it, not unlike a Bugs Bunny character, but that is the reason, not him specifically, but that idea, why nobody trusts religion. Why nobody, again, you don't have to be perfect to be religious. You don't have to be perfect to be Muslim or Christian or Jewish or any of that. I'm not. But I don't, it's just so the opposite of what that is that it's, I could understand anybody in the world looking at that and being like, whatever you have, I don't want that.
Yeah.
I don't want that. And it just, it bums me out. Again, you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to do anything really, but that just stood out to me as like, if you're going to do that, take the bumper sticker off your fucking car, bro. Yeah. If you're going to do that, take that fucking necklace off, pull that halo down.
Well, the problem is, fashion into a belt.
For real.
Yeah.
And play the video game. Much better.
Agreed.
Master Chef.
The problem with that is that it's an incredibly powerful tool. And for the people who do subscribe to it honestly and go by its teachings, they do amazing work. The problem is it's such a powerful tool that people who don't do that use it as a shield. It is this protective force that they put in front of them where they think they can act, and they do act as poorly as they want, but then because I'm religious, that makes me better then.
I'll just go pray this away later on.
Exactly. It's just a right. It gives them a right, they think, to just act however they want to act.
Well, and it speaks to the human condition and how aren't we all really just Matt Lauer?
No.
Oh, excuse me. I got confused.
No.
It speaks to the human condition where you are now doing, you know, this awareness training throughout your life, not even like where you're going to a class. You're just trying to become more aware.
Yeah.
You have to be so careful of the potholes of once you gain some type of awareness, not looking down on everybody else in the whole world who isn't where you are.
Yeah.
It's such a pothole. It's such an easy way to lose yourself. That's it.
Well said.